Music heads from 89.3 The Current. Drone Rockers All the Saints have a new album called Fire on Corridor X. They're a trio from Alabama that only recently relocated to Atlanta, Georgia. The band sound is a cacophony of feedback, distortion, and a surprising amount of melody. This is a band whose sound is in the same league as bands like the Black Angels, Locals' First Communion After Party, and legendary bands like My Bloody Valentine or MC5. All the Saints' debut is titled Fire on Corridor X, and here's a song called Regal Regalia. All the Saints, Fire on Corridor X is their debut full-length album. Barb, is this working for you?
I dig it. I really dig it.
I'm right with you.
This album, like, it goes to the place in my mind that, like, Bauhaus kind of occupies. Mm-hmm. Like, if Daniel Ash was actually fronting Bauhaus as opposed to Peter Murphy, because it sounds more Daniel Ash. But one thing that I hate in songs, I hate, is when bands, like, call out themselves in a song.
I kind of like that.
See, I've always hated
when you put it on your debut album, it's a name awareness thing, I think.
I guess, and I can accept it on this one. Yeah. It's the first time I've been like, okay, you know what? That doesn't repulse me so much. I can deal with that. Yeah. But the song that I like the most, I don't exactly know how to pronounce it.
Pharmacia,
thank you. But yeah, I like this.
David, is this album working for you?
Yeah, I love this album. I knew that that I was going to differ with somebody about the calling out your own name thing, because that is one of my favorite things that a band can do, is when they write a song and they fit the band name into the song, because it brings so much more meaning to what they're... But it also just brings more meaning to what they're doing. I mean, they're singing about all the saints. Their band name isn't just something that they think is cool that they decided, you know, they picked out of a movie or a book or you know, a cartoon or something. It actually means something, and it's in one of their songs. Maybe they wrote these songs before they even had a name. I mean, I just
that
like the I like the idea of that. I feel like this band really has it together. The album was originally released on a much smaller label before Touch and Go picked it up. We have to tip our hats to Touch and Go, because they're always kind of picking up these bands that are... I mean, Atlanta's not a small city, but they're definitely... Nobody expects to hear a band like this come from Atlanta, you know? Nobody expects sort of hype about a band.
I don't know. There's some good stuff happening in Atlanta nowadays.
There is, but it doesn't sound like this. Yeah. You know, it's like a different thing. And I think it's... I'm going to just go out on a limb and make a little prediction here. I think next year is going to be the beginning of the swing back towards grungier sounds. I mean, this is My Bloody Valentine kind of mixed with a grungier sound. There's a lot of influences. Shoegaze, but I think that grunge sound in it is really what... Yeah, it's what really, like, draws me into it. I love it. The song Sheffield as well. The song is just great.
And, you know, here they're dropping these towns that we think of as being English. Well, they're actually towns that are also in Alabama. There's a Sheffield, Alabama, and there's a Leeds, Alabama as well, which is the title of another song on the album. By the way, that song that we were talking about, Regal Regalia, where they name-checked themselves, that was actually the first song that they wrote together as a band.
See, that's my... I wonder if they had the song before they had the name. I think that this is also one of those bands where we always come to the end of the year. There's always one band that kind of gives us a glimpse of, like, what's to come. I think they're going to have another album probably next year. I'm going to make that prediction. And I think they're going to be a band to watch for sure.
I was going to say that track 6 I thought was quite good as well. It's amazing. The song is so heavy, yet it's so tuneful and almost melodic. And that's the special quality that these guys bring to their bag of tricks, I think.
Well, and I don't want to get, you know, too sappy, but there's something magical about the three-piece that kind of puts together these songs that they have this heaviness to them, but the whole album isn't heavy, and it's not aggressive in the way that you would think a heavy band needs to be, you know? They're just playing these rock songs, and it's just coming out that way, and that's what's so beautiful about it.
I want to see these guys live.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some videos online, and it sounds just as good as the album.
All the Saints, Fire on Corridor X. You're listening to Music Heads, presented by 89.3, The Current, from Minnesota Public Radio.